Tuesday, the 15th of December, Kof Ches Kislev, Rabbi Yaakov Yehuda Salomon, the limit of Hanukkah for today.
At the end of Al Anisim, we finish off with the words, Vidliku Neir Bechatzis Kachecha, they lit the menorah, the Kovosh Menas Mechanica Elu, the Haydus Ulahalil, the Shimcha Agoda. The Kevea, they fixed for all generations, Lahaydis Ulahalil, the Shimcha Agoda. And as Mephoshim explained, Lahaydis, to thank the Rebbeinu Shleilam, Lahalil, to praise the Rebbeinu Shleilam. And it's referring back to the Nisim which took place, winning the Melchoma, being Zeicher to the Pach Shemen, and on that we were Kaveah the 8 days Lahaydus Ulahalil. On night of elaborate a little bit, and maybe what we can include today in our Lahaydus Ulahalil. Early on in the Nusach HaTfilah of Tfilah Bala Nisim, when we talk about the Gezeiros that were made on Klal Yisrael, Lashkicham Teirosecha, Ulaaviro Michukir Yitzenecha, then we carry on, V'yata Brachamecha Arabi, you're the Rebbein Yisraelam, with your immense Rachmanis, Omadata Lahem Be'ez Tzorosom. Stood up for Klal Yisrael at the time of the Tzara. Beis Tzorosom, you were after Sribom, down to Estinom, the Count of Nigmosom. What's this Lashon, Beis Tzorosom? Why did the Nusach HaTfilah add on these words, Beis Tzorosom? It's obvious if they were Gezeiros, if Klal Yisrael were under the Gezeira of Shikhas HaTorah, forgetting the Torah, Aviram Mechukarit Zenecho, it would L'chayir be enough to say, V'ata Brachamecha Rabim, Omad Tzalehem, and you brought back to them the Yeshua. What's the Be'ez Tzorosom? We know it was the time of Tzara. Furthermore, which is most probably the Nekair of the Nusach HaTfilah, the Rambam in Hilchas Chanukah, in the first Halacha, when he's telling us what happened, at the time of Ba'i Sheni, there were Gezeiros against Eisa Kaptoira and Mitzvahs, who poshed to Yodam and Mainam, Benichnus and Lehechal, who poshed by Pertzit mit Betimu Hataritz, Betzal Hemli Yisrael Moid, Mipnehem. Klal Yisrael had a terrible tzah, a big tzah, Velochatum Lachatz Godel, and they felt the immense pressure. Ad shirichem aleim elikei aviseinu v'yishim yodo. Till HaKadosh Baruch Hu had rachmanas and saved us. Rambam doesn't mention anything about the nace of Yud Gimel Kashm Noam, 13 Kashm Noam, against the Gansu Ummah, against the whole nation of Yivonim. The Rambam says they had a tzah and a lachatz. They felt the tzah and they had the pressure, and Shirichim Aleim, until they were Zeichet to Rachmanis. What's this Tzah and Lachat that the Rambam's talking about? And because of this Tzah, they were Zeichet to Yeshua. They were Zeichet to Yeshua because they fought and they went with Mesiris Nefesh. No, they had the Tzah and the Lachat, and then they were Zeichet to the Yeshua. The ik which brought the Yeshua seems to be missing here in the Lashon of Rambam. Maybe we can explain it. If we look into the history, what brought about the Gezeiros. The Bach in his Perush on the Torah, in the end of Siman Tov Reish Ayin, the Bach says, Mishrashlu Ba'aveda Klal Yisrael at the time, had the Hisrashlus, they were weak in the Aveda. The Gozra Aleim Shnei Gezeiros, says the Bach. Bittel Korban Tomit, they lost the opportunity of the Korban Tomit, and then the Bach carries on, and they were Matama the Menorah, and they took away the Mitzvah, they couldn't light the Menorah. Dichsev Bei, Galus near Tomit. They lost the carbon Tomit, and they lost the menorah, the Sibbe, the Halus near Tomit. One of the psukim of the details of the menorah, the Halus near Tomit. The Bach is telling us, what was the Kitrig on Klal Yisrael? What brought about the Gezeris? They were in Yisrael Ba'aveda. The Avedis Hashem was over the Yisrael. What was the Yisrael? Consistency in Ruchnus. The Torah gave us a mitzvah of Korban Tomit twice a day, Ba'aveka, Achatzarayim, Ben Arbaim. The Menorah, the Halis Ne'er Tomit. The Gzeira was on the inion of Tmidus, consistency. Avodas Hashem being day in, day out. They were Nisrashel in this Tmidus of Ruchnias. And that's what brought about the Gzeira, says the Bach. And for that they had to be Mosru Nafshon. To get back and show the Rebbeinu Shleilam their Hashivas towards Ruchnias. To show the Rebbeinu Shleilam how they're looking and they're yearning and they're waiting for opportunities of Ruchnias to be able to do mitzvahs. For that they have to show Mesiras Nefesh. To go as an army of 12, 13 against the whole nation. Which doesn't make any sense. But they have to show Mesiras Nefesh. We can't manage. It's our oxygen. We can't manage without it. Show again reawaken this yearning and wanting opportunity to mitzvahs. And that's what was the tikkun, that was the tshuva. And that's how they got back the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe this is the pshat in the Ananisim and the Rambam which we read out. I'll bring him a kerim mitzvah Hashem for that. Va'ata brachamecha rabim omat lehem be'is tzarosam. The tikkun that Klal Yisrael had to show, true it was through Mesiras Nefesh, giving themselves away for the sake of Ruchnius. But the Mesiras Nefesh was a tefillah, it came out of a tefillah. They had to show the Rebbeinu Shleilam that when they heard that there's Gezeiris, Lashkicham to Yosecha, Lahavirah Mechuk Eretzanecha, for them this was terrible, it was a Gezeira. It caused them immense tzar. And it was that tzar that brought out a mysterious nefesh. Says the Rambam, they had a tzar gudel. The lochatz lachatz gudel. It was such a pressure to them. These gezeiros. And they thought they were losing out in opportunities of ruchnias. Which made them go with mysterious nefesh. But the tzar, that was what brought about mysterious nefesh. And it was this tzar, which was the tshuva, the tikkun for the distraction of Avodah. And maybe we can compare this somewhere in the Torah. Where in the Torah is there a remez to Hanukkah? The Ramban says, in the beginning of Parshas Baal Yischa, there's a Rashi. Rashi says, Lama Nismcha, what is the Shaykhus? What is the connection? The parsha of the Nisim in Parshas Nosoi to the parsha of Adlokas Aneiris in Parshas Baal Yischa. Says Rashi, because Aaron HaKohen Chol Shodaitri. He was upset. He had the Chadishah Adas. Shilehoyo Hu B'Shitri. Him and his Shevet weren't included in the Korbonus of the Nisim. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Akshborcha said to him, Shalcha Gedeinu Mishalem, your schusim is more than theirs. Shatomadnik umeitim es haneris, you've got the adokas haneris. So the Rishonim, the Ramban, and all the Rishonim already asked. He was upset that he wasn't in the Kabbalahs, and he tell him about adokas haneris. He knew he had adokas haneris, but he wanted to be part of the Kabbalahs. He wanted to like all of them to see him. What's the Rebbeinu Shleilam answering them back? Shalcha Gedeinu Mishalem. Says the Ramban, in a few words, when the Rebbeinu Shleilam answered back, Shalcha Gedeinu Mishalem, Shatom Madnik Umeitim Esaneiris, says the Ramban, Afanot, beginning of Parshas Baal Yischa, Rimeis Loi, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will bring Maranus to Aaron HaKohen. That in the Bayis Sheni, it'll be the Chashmonoi Uvonov, who'll be those to bring back the Avedis Hadlokas Aniris to the Beis HaMikdash. So again, Aaron HaKohen was upset that he missed out on the Korban and the Seir, and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam said, don't worry, it'll be your Shevet, Shevet of Kohana, who'll bring back the Hadlokas Aniris and the Bayis Sheni Chashmonoi Uvonov. What's the Nechama? What's the connection? Say the Mephoshi or Ramban, and the Shem Shmuel speaks about it by Arichos, and he says, the Rebbeinu Aaron HaKohen was upset that he didn't have this spirit to look for opportunities and to bring a korban. He could have copied them and gone and brought one. He was upset, I didn't have this spirit. I didn't have this inner edge to go and bring the korban like all other Nesir. Said the Rebbeinu Shleilam, I specially never gave you this Siyata Shmaya of having a Siris to see whether you'll bring a korban. Because I wanted to see if you have a Chalishus Hadas. Or are you going to be upset that you didn't have that Siris? Or are you going to say, Boksha Patrani, I didn't have the Siris, at least I didn't need to bring it. When Aaron HaKohen was called Shataitai, with all the avodah that they had in the Beis HaMikdash, with all the kirov they had to the Rebbeinu Shleilam, he had the Chalishus Hadas. I could have had an opportunity of bringing another korban. I could have an opportunity of being part of the Chanukah HaMizbeach, Chanukah HaBayis. And I didn't. And Aaron HaKohen was upset with all the avodah that he did have. I lost an opportunity. It was that Tzah, says Hashem Shmuel, which gave and injected the Mesiras Nefesh, and that was a Tzah for his Tzah, that his Shevet will be the ones to fight the Mesiras Nefesh to get back the Hadlokas Aniris of Bayis Sheni. According to the Ramban, and how the Mefarshei Ramban explained, we see how the connection to the whole Yom Tov here. Aaron HaKohen, the Maisa Ovesim and the Bonim, all those doyers earlier, had the Chalishus Hadas, with all that Veda that he had, no opportunity of a mitzvah. And he had the Chalishus Hadas, and he wasn't Zoicha. It was that Chalishus Hadas, which gave the Koyach, the injection, the strength, and the wanting and yearning to mitzvahs, which brought about the Mesiras Nefesh, or the Chashmonoi Uvonov, generations later in the Bayis Sheni, to bring about the Hadlokas Aniris. Va'ato brachamecho rabim omadto lehem be'is tzorosom. When they found the Tzah, and as we explained, the Kitchug was the Shashlub Avida. They weren't Makshiv. They didn't give enough importance to Avodas Hashem, to Ruchnius. They lost their willingness for consistency. It wasn't day in, day out. Came a Kitchug of Tomit, Korban Tomit, and the Menorah, the Howlers near Tomit. They felt this Tzah when there was Gezeiras. And out of that Tzah, it brought forward the Gevaldige Mesiras Nefesh. This was the true Shlema. What does it mean to be Nisrashlu Baveda? To lose this important understanding of mitzvahs and to be Nisrashlu in running after mitzvahs? It comes from not appreciating what mitzvahs are. What mitzvahs are and who Klal Yisrael is. And this all belongs to the Yom Tov of Chanukah. If we would know what a mitzvah is, if we would know the value of a mitzvah, if we would know the koyach of a mitzvah, if we would only appreciate who we are as Klal Yisrael, as we know one of the big tikkunim for Chanukah is, there was the barrier of Havdalah bin Yisrael la'amim was broken. And for that the Yevonim came, They made 13. They made breaches in the wall around the Beis Hamikdash. The Arabians were the Hadolah bin Yisrael Ami. They translated Torah into 70 languages. They wanted to break down this Hadolah bin Yisrael Ami. They made gezeiros on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Mila. Why especially Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Mila? Klal Yisrael lost their self-identity as being Klal Yisrael. And this brought about the lack of kashrus and mitzvahs. The Hadolah bin Yisrael Amin was being lost. The Yevonim came and took away Shabbos, which is the ois between Klal Yisrael and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Rosh Chodesh, which is Koach HaChachamim, to be kaveh in the Teva of the Bria. Mila, which is the ois b'skodesh, as the Maral says, which makes the chibur, joins us to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Medrash tells us, the Yevonim came along and said, they wrote, Kisvu al Keren HaShoir. They wrote on the Keren HaShoir, on the horn of the Shoir, which was the animal which went along in the street, and everybody could see it. Ain, the Klal Yisrael have got no shaykhs. Ain am chelek b'lekai Yisrael. They want to take away the Hadolah bin Yisrael Amin. Ein al chelik b'lekai Yisrael. The pasuk says, Ki chelik Hashem amoy, Yaakov chemel nachal osoy. We've got the hot line with the Ribbono Shel Olam, chemel, the rope. We're holding one side, and the Ribbono Shel Olam is holding the other side. And the Bria is being led according to our actions, our mitzvahs. The Yevonim couldn't take Klal Yisrael being elite. And this is all a part because we were losing that chashivas of being Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael are a different ummah. We're mamtomim mikol alshenis. We are higher. I once had a younger man, he came in to me and he said to me, he's learning too much from the goyim. He has to work so much with the goyim, he has to go into all the various properties, and he feels he's getting mushba, influenced, from being together with the goyim so much. What should he do about it? So I told him, and maybe there's a nakuda here, people make a mistake. People think today's generation, it's true, but the goyim are so poor, the goyim are so low, therefore we're being influenced so much from the goyim. It's a toss. We're losing our self-identity as being Klal Yisrael. If we would know who we are, if we would appreciate that we're mamtonim kol alshenis, I said to him, you're involved in properties. What would be if your business would be from morning to night, a whole week looking after dog kennels? That would be your job. And every day you look after dogs and dog kennels. You go and make sure that the hygiene is okay, and you're looking after it, and you're involved, and that's your geschäft. Would you become a dog? Would you live like a dog? Have I finished? You'd say, what's the shaykh is me with the dog? Are you with the dogs all week? I'm a person. I said, so what's the difference? There's a teretz. You're losing your self-identity. You're losing who you are. If you would appreciate what it means to be a yid, what it means to have opportunities and mitzvahs, what it means to have a shaykhs with the Ribbono Shel Olam, what it means ruchnis and avedas Hashem, you could learn from the Amadim and the Chameh. It's not that they're mashpia on us because they become worse. It's because we're losing our identity. We're losing our touch with the Maila of Ruchnius, with the value of mitzvahs. We're losing our touch, and we look at the Torah as do's and don'ts. And we have to look at the Torah as opportunities of kiruv to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Let me just tell you over how the Chofetz Chaim looked at the mitzvah. I heard this from my fatherhood, heard it from what the Bala Maisa himself. In the Chofetz Chaim's later years, when he was over 90, the yeshivas of both Poland and Lithuania were going through a terrible financial crisis. The poverty was terrible, and there was no food for the yeshivas. And there was this historic meeting where all the Rosh Yeshivas of Lithuania and Poland came together in the Chofetz Chaim's house in Radin to find answers how to look after the yeshivas. They sat at this meeting for 4 hours without an answer, except, and that's how when there was the siyasid, the Vat HaYeshivas, that they set up a committee that would go to America and would go around making money for all the yeshivas with one keren. Thereby the meeting was a Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim, of Shmuel Greinemann, the father of Chaim Greinemann, Shmuel Greinemann was a brother-in-law of the Chofetz Chazanish. And he was so taken by the Tsar of the Chofetz Chaim, his Rebbe Chofetz Chaim, he couldn't sleep one night. He tossed and turned. Early hours of the morning, he had an eitzah. He jumped out of bed and he ran to the Chofetz Chaim's house before davening. And he said to the Chofetz Chaim, Rebbe, ich hab de eitzah. As my father says over from Shmuel Greinemann, Chofetz Chaim's face lit up. Look, Tyre Lomera. So he said to Chofetz Chaim, I believe the schar and siyata d'shmaya of one day laying tefillin has got so much value to it that it's enough to look after the panosa of all yeshivas ad yumayisa mashiach v'ad bechlam. And I'm prepared to give today's laying of tefillin, today's mitzvah tefillin, for the sake of all the yeshivas. And he thought the Chofetz Chaim was going to hug him. And I fell. Chofetz Chaim said to him with a big smile, "Man Taira, the Ribbono Shel Olam would not accept it. The Ribbono Shel Olam won't accept it." He said, "Rebbe, the vos nisht." Said the Chofetz Chaim, "If a child's going in the street and he finds a check on the floor, he doesn't know much what checks are, but he knows that when the mother has to pay the order, she takes out the checkbook and he uses it to pay an order, so it's worth money. So the child goes with the check, and he goes to the sweet shop, and he asks the shopkeeper to give him a packet of sweets. And this check is written out for £100. Said the Chofetz Chaim to Shmuel Greinemann, "Is the shopkeeper allowed to sell the child a packet of sweets for this check?" "I've had an ish. The child doesn't know the value of the check. And if the shopkeeper has to tell the child, take it home, give this to your parents, and come back with someone else, give you a packet of sweets. Otherwise, it's a mekach tos." Said the Chofetz Chaim, "You think once putting on tefillin has got the siyata d'shmaya to look after all yeshivas? It's a lot more." And the Rebbeinu won't accept it. Mekach tos, you don't know what you're giving away. This is a true maisa. Halavai would come anywhere near the musik or Rav Shmuel Greinemann in what one's putting on tefillin is. Of a sedach of a tchaim, it's a mekach tos, and the Rebbeinu can't accept it because it's a lot more. Do we appreciate the value of a bracha? Do we appreciate the value of a mitzvah? Rabbi Yisrael HaTzadik from Telz traveled from Telz to Vilna on his horse and wagon to look for a shidduch for his child. He arrived at Vilna and he went in to get a bracha from the Vilna Gaon, and the Vilna Gaon was just about to bench, so he thought he'll wait till after the Vilna Gaon's finished. Came to benching and he saw something going on which he didn't understand. They were all benching, and when they came to Ali Chasrenu, everybody stopped. And the Gaon who benched in front for everybody came to Ali Chasrenu. They all answered Amen, and then he carried on. Rabbi Yisrael HaTzadik Mitel got up, went outside, took the wagon, went straight back to Vilna, went straight back to Telz. Everybody saw him coming back, said, Rabbi Yosef, Azaz Yadid Shmai, you've got your shidduch for your daughter, who is it? He said, oh, one minute, you make a suda and I'll tell you all about it. He said, well, before we're making it tonight, they make a suda, no, who is it? We'll get to benching and I'll tell you all about it. They came to benching. Rabbi Yosef Atzadik stood up and said, I haven't yet got my chosen. But I went into the gaol and he said, look what you've seen. I thought, how could I not bring back to Telz another opportunity of an Amen? And I travelled straight back to tell you what happened in by the Vilna Gaon in this house. To tell you about the new Amen which I discovered. And I'm going to travel back to Vilna then. And he benched and he showed them how to do it. And then he travelled straight away. This same Abizal Atzadik Mitels was davening on the way. He was travelling, he was on the way. And the emperor went past and marveled and saw how he was davening with such simcha. He turned around, the emperor turned around to those who were with him and said, do you think I'm jealous of how they pray to their God? That's what I'm not jealous about that. I'm jealous of the happiness how they're praying to their God. If a person has an understanding to what mitzvahs are, to what ruchnius are, what the value of ruchnius is, how we are elite, we're the Reman Tom Mikol HaShenis that was zeichah to mitzvahs, then we have the true simchah shel mitzvah. And the morale brings down one of the main gezeiras of the Yevonim was against simchah shel mitzvah. They made the breast, they weren't allowed to make a suda, says the morale. They were going to the first gezeiras were against simchah shel mitzvah. And it all goes together. They didn't have the cheshivas of consistency in Avodas Hashem. They lost their appreciation. There was no Abdullah ben Yisrael Amin. Because they didn't understand, they didn't live the Reman Tom Mikol HaShenis, because they didn't have the cheshivas to mitzvahs. Came the gezeiras. V'ata brachamecho harabim, omadato adam b'tzorosom. They began to think what mitzvahs are, what ruchnius is. They appreciated what the value of ruchnius is and mitzvahs. What each bracha is. They understood from Antonim Mikolal Shainas that brought about a Mesiris Nefesh. And with that we was zeichah to the Neshel Chanukah. That's what we say in the end. The Kovush Menes Mechanukah Elu Lahoydis Lahalel Lashimcha Godol. Let's not just think of the Nes of Nes Chanukah. The Lahoydis Lahalel, that we are the Amskula. We are the Remantonim Mikolal Shainis. We are zeichah to mitzvahs. We yearn for opportunities of mitzvahs. We know that each mitzvah makes us connect more with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Each mitzvah brings us nearer to Ruchnius. And for that, this Yom Tov of Chanukah should mitzvah bring us to the Bayis HaShlishi with the Menorah L'Haris Bar Ner Tamid.